News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The EU Migration Pact was agreed a number of years ago. It comes into force today and it makes a number of significant changes about the way that the EU handles migration. Prime amongst them, conjoined and joint responsibility across the member states rather than direct responsibility for those where the migrants actually land on their shores, and some other measures along those lines, including fast tracking of certain migrants from certain countries. Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, is with us. And in a second, we'll be joined by Michael McNamara, Independent MEP for Ireland South. Barry, a long time coming, will it improve things?
Yes, good morning. You're right about it. It's a long time coming. I mean, this is really 11 years, because you will remember 2015 when there was a massive surge coming from Syria. And really, it was chaotic. People made huge efforts. You will remember people really trying to put out the welcome for people fleeing the war there. So it has taken a huge amount of time, not just in the European Parliament and the Council of the EU, but also in national parliaments across the European Union to get to where we are today. So, look, it's not going to be perfect. People on both sides of the political divide are angry about it. People who are in the NGO community thinks it completely undermines human rights. People on the right and the far right think that Ireland should opt out of it and go it alone. I think the answer is in the middle. I think we have to give it the opportunity to work, because at 27, we can deal with these issues. We'll have common rules. We will make sure that there isn't sort of a jurisdiction shopping. We'll make sure that people are well treated.
Sorry to come across you, Barry, can we go to one of the most contentious of those, which is the way that it was under the previous Dublin Agreement was that if a migrant landed on the shores of, let us imagine, Spain, that migrant was Spain's problem. Now there will be conjoined responsibility, as I understand it, wherein Ireland would sign up and say, regardless of where the migrants may landfall in Europe, we will take a set quota of several tens of thousands in any given year.
So this is a solidarity clause. And what made it chaotic in regard to Syria is that the countries that are on the borders of the Middle East and North Africa, whether it's Greece or Spain or other countries in the south, they were really struggling to deal with the huge surge in numbers that are coming across the border. And so what normally happens is that other countries put the hand up and say, look, we'll take a few, we'll take, a couple of thousand. Now, the rules that have now been set are quite simple. You, as a member state, can either take a number of applicants to take the burden off those frontline countries, or you can pay an amount into a pooled fund in order for those countries to manage that surge. And countries will make that choice. I mean, the government has stated that we are in a position to be able to financially support the frontline countries rather than take in applicants. So we'll see how that operates in reality. At the moment, there aren't huge surges that need to be managed. But of course, the situation in the Middle East at the moment is really, really difficult, as I think you'll be talking about later on in your program. And it's quite possible we could end up with another surge. So now, for the first time, unlike the chaos of 2015, we actually have a set of rules across the 27 member states. So my message really today is to say, look, today is not the end of the process. Today is the beginning of it. Now we're into implementation. And I would ask people to be patient about it, to see that it could work, that it's taken so much time indeed to get to the point where we are today.
So one aspect is the Solidarity Pact. One of the other issues is to do with the speed of sort of fast tracking in from certain countries and then processing and return to certain other countries. Michael McNamara, Independent MEP for Ireland South, is with us as well. Michael, do you think that will mean that there will be a quicker processing and therefore less pressure on the system, because people who don't deserve asylum will be dispatched back from whence they came?
If it's adequately resourced, and the difficulty is that legal aid in Ireland is not adequately resourced up to now, and the whole decision-making process has not been adequately resourced. I mean, Ireland had plenty of opportunities to itself make its system faster, make its system more efficient, and to resource its system. And for whatever reason, it's consistently chosen not to. Even when the numbers claiming asylum were growing very quickly, accommodation was running out. People were being accommodated in all sorts of hotels. The last hotel in towns across Ireland were being used to house asylum seekers, when a large proportion of the hotels in places like West Clare, Kerry, etc., that are relying science and tourism are being used to house accommodation, to accommodate asylum seekers, we didn't resource our system. I mean, the CEO of the Legal Aid Board, Ailish Barry, at a conference in January of this year, said that she feared the implementation of the Migration Pact would push the legal aid service in Ireland from a state of crisis to a state of collapse. We don't spend very much on legal aid in Ireland. We don't spend very much in our judiciary and administration of justice generally in Ireland compared to other European countries. Now we're talking about taking more people as a solidarity measure, but that costs money. Administration of justice is not free, and for whatever reason...
But I realise that it's probably an unpopular point to make, Michael, but we are among the richest countries in the world.
Oh, yeah, we are, but we're not. But we prefer to spend our money on gimmicks and stuff that might get votes rather than the administration of justice. So unless we resource the administration of justice, we will not be able to implement the Migration Pact. But I mean, you know, I was in the Dáil in 2014 when the then Minister for Justice rammed through another immigration act, and we were told this is going to speed it up. It'll be the best and most efficient system. And of course, it made no difference whatsoever, because unless you're resourcing the system, unless you're hiring good decision makers, paying them adequately to attract them to work in this area, because obviously lawyers have a choice of the areas in which they can work. So unless you're hiring good people, you're paying them, and you're resourcing people to provide legal representation.
But to an extent, have we not signed up to increase the resourcing by virtue of the Migration and Asylum Pact? Because part of what the Solidarity Agreement requires is that we cough up cash if we're not taking people in.
But I mean, they signed up to resourcing it by virtue of the previous acts that we've signed up to, the previous European legislation that we've signed up to, and frequently, unfortunately, been found to breach in this area when Ireland is brought by either applicants or by the Commission. I mean, I'm not aware of the Commission with regard to environmental law, for example, were regularly brought to the Court of Justice of the European Union and fined large amounts of money because of our failure to implement our European commitments. So, I mean, I'm afraid I don't accept that argument, but I do think that it does need to be resourced. I hope it will be resourced.
Okay.
But up to now, for whatever reason, there's an extreme reluctance to resource the administration of justice in Ireland.
Okay,
immigration, but more broadly.
Okay, thank you. We want to return to Barry Andrews because there's a theme coming through in a lot of the reaction that we're getting along the lines of this, which is why not deal with the regimes that are causing the problems around the world before it gets to the point where millions are, through forced migration, end up all over Europe. And there's a lot of people raising questions about the total migration into Europe and whether or not the EU Migration and Asylum Pact has anything to say about setting an overall cap on the acceptable amount of migration into the bloc. Does it, Barry?
Well, I mean, the problem is, when you talk about migration, you're also including the incredibly valuable high skills tech workers. You're talking about the people who are keeping our hospitals operating in all our, you know, so let's talk about asylum application, which is,
yes,
I think,
but they're not
really
arriving, but in large part in boats on the coast of the Mediterranean.
Well, they're not arriving in Ireland on boats. I mean, let's be clear about this. You know, there's a lot of misinformation and, you know, bringing together different scenarios as if they're all the same thing. So we have a system where, you know, it's all different countries with different rules, and it's very, very difficult to there's lots of opportunities for lawyers to find gaps in the applicant system. So now we have a common set of rules. And I go back to my original point. I think people need to be patient with this. And this is now implementation. This is about making sure that it actually works. There are issues here. There are issues around returns that I'm not very comfortable with. There are issues around individual member states who've not got to the point that Ireland has. There are other member states that haven't got their legislation at the national level sorted. And unless we have 27 pulling in the same direction, it's just not going to work. So I think it could work, even though it's not perfect. This is a really difficult issue, but there's so much misinformation about it. And I you know, the idea of a cap, you go back to the original purpose of the right to apply for asylum. These are people who are fearing a well-founded fear of persecution in either a conflict zone or some other circumstances. And if we say, by the way, we've reached our limit across the European Union, I know that you're coming from a war zone. I know that you're fleeing religious persecution. You may be a Palestinian who has arrived at the European borders, but actually we've reached our limit. And is that something that people want to sign up to? I mean, if the European Union starts going down that road, then we've learned none of the lessons from history.
Well, let me put that out. 53106, if you have a viewer, 087 1400 106. Barry, thank you very much. Likewise, thank you to Michael. Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin, and Michael McNamara, Independent MEP for Ireland South.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.